Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Molili Honganji's White Way Radio Program. As we enter the month of August, this time of the year reminds us of horrific events of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which impact all of us, some more directly than others, but nonetheless affect all of us. This year is also the 72nd anniversary of the painful bombing of Pearl Harbor, and next month in September, Hawaii will observe our 7th annual Peace Day since its inception in 2007 due to the efforts of the Junior Young Buddhist Association of the Honganji and their supporters. May we take this time to reflect and rededicate ourselves in our efforts toward world peace for all people of the world. As a preface, as I previously shared, in the Buddhist gatha or song, May Peace Prevail, Cari Kawamoto repeatedly uses the word live. She writes, "Let peace live as we talk with kindness in our voice. Let peace live as we learn with eyes that self-reflect. And let peace live as we help with rays of gratitude." Her choice of words suggests that we should understand peace as a living entity which must be cared for and nurtured by people. Peace needs people to help it grow and become a reality. I'm reminded of a verse from the larger Sukhavativyuha Sutra in which it says, quote, "Wherever the Buddha Dharma is present, there is no state, town, or village which is not blessed by its virtues. The whole country reposes in peace and harmony. Its people enjoy peace. Soldiers and weapons become useless, and people esteem virtue, practice benevolence, and diligently cultivate courteous modesty," end quote. I believe these words of the larger sutra to be true. But the key here is that it does not just happen. The key is people and our thoughts, words, and actions. In Buddhism, the emphasis is on change through individuals. We seek a transformation, a peaceful inner transformation that starts at the level of the individual and in ever-widening circles includes others until we find a transformation of our entire external world as well. It's not an easy task to accomplish in our samsaric world, maybe even impossible, but a most worthy and noble one to embrace. The ultimate aspiration of the Buddhas is the peace and happiness of all forms of life, existence. However, I don't want to seem like only an idealist, and so I admit that as humans, we have our limitations too. The Dharma is true and real, and thus always true, but as Bonbu, or foolish beings, it is challenging to follow the Dharma or teachings exactly. This, to me, is the validity of the Jodo Shinshu teachings. On one hand, it shares with us an ideal to embrace, and on the other hand, it also keeps me humble by providing a balanced perspective of my limited reality. It is not that the teachings are imperfect, but I have to deal with and be responsible for my imperfections or my inability to fully live it. In his book, The Buddha's Wish for the World, His Eminence, the spiritual leader of the Honganji denomination of Shin Buddhism, Koshin Otani, shared his realization, lament, commitment, and appreciation concerning what happened in World War II. He says, quote, "Buddhism was originally a religion that worked to soothe our desires and anger. Buddhism sought to effect this effect on an individual level. This is its basic approach. It was truly unfortunate that Buddhist teachings were unable to exert much effect on the war. While this fact is one I deeply regret, as I learn anew to take responsibility for the past, I feel even more compelled to make an earnest wish for peace in the world." When World War II ended with the defeat of Japan, every country submitted their demands for reparations. At that time, Ceylon, present-day Sri Lanka, which was then under English rule, dismissed all claims for reparations. The leader of the delegation from Ceylon to the San Francisco Peace Treaty rose from his chair and, citing the words of Shakyamuni Buddha that follow, made a stirring speech urging all countries to put aside their claims for reparation. "For hatred does not cease by hatred at any time. Hatred ceases by love. This is an old rule." I think it is about time people recognize the compassionate support Buddhists provided the rebuilding of Japan during the post-war era, end quote. I'd like to continue my message today by urging, encouraging everyone listening, but especially Buddhists, to join in the effort to nurture peace in a non-violent, non-confrontational way. As His Eminence says of the Buddha, quote, "If people are being crushed by sadness and suffering, I will take my place alongside them and live with them, our hearts beating each second as one. This is the Buddha's wish," end quote. Please don't get me wrong or misinterpret Buddhism. I am not criticizing those who have given their lives and fought in the name of democracy and peace. The wish here is to create a new world of peace in which no one has to go to war. No one should have to experience fear and loss of this kind. We are trying to move away from a culture of war in which we resort to fighting and killing so quickly and at such a high cost of so many lost and broken lives on both or all sides. As is often said, there are no winners in war. All suffer, whether victor or defeated. We need to establish in our minds that war, violence, is not an option. We should be able to resolve our differences through nonviolent means and actions. We should know better and try to do better as people. But we need to do this together, all of us. It will not work if only one or a few of us do this. We must all do it together. All of humankind needs to rise to the next step of maturity, and it begins by more people embracing the aspiration for world peace. I'm happy to share an announcement coming from Rain Miao, Carol Hayashino, and Elton Miyamoto, a committee which is working with the National Park Service to create a permanent display at Valor of the Pacific at Pearl Harbor that will display a paper crane actually folded by Sadako Sasaki herself and represents the aspiration for world peace. The story of Sadako Sasaki's struggle with leukemia resulting from the radiation when the atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima, Japan, and her courageous effort to fold 1,000 cranes is well known. Her family, the Sasakis, have shared with the world some of her last remaining cranes that she personally folded in an effort to share her story and the aspiration for world peace. They have donated cranes to the 9/11 Memorial in New York, the Austrian Peace Museum in Europe, and to the World War II Valor of the Pacific at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. The opening of the display is scheduled for December 21st of this year, in conjunction with the State of Hawaii's Peace Day observance. In addition to the above event, other Honganji-connected events being planned include an interfaith peace service on the evening of September 20th in Honolulu by Pacific Buddhist Academy, the 7th Annual Parade and Festival of the United Nations International Day of Peace in Honoka'a on the Big Island on September 21st and 22nd, and other events on Oahu are also being considered for the 22nd of September, all with the wish to promote an awareness of peace and harmony. To conclude this message, I reach out first to the Buddhist community in Hawaii to share with others the spirit of Sangha, oneness and harmony. And secondly, to the larger community, may we share the aloha spirit with the rest of the world and bring people together. Please look for other peace and nonviolence-related events and activities sponsored by other organizations in the community too, like the Gandhi International Institute for Peace and Hawaii Conference of Religions for Peace this year and next year. As a closing reflection, please join me in reflecting on the words of the Metta Sutta. May all life be happy. May they be joyous and live in safety. All life, whether weak or strong, in high or middle or low realms of existence, small or great, visible or invisible, near or far, born or to be born, may all life be happy. Namo Amida Butsu, and thank you.